It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
I think we all know that some guys are very opportunistic, but where is the weirdest place you've ever been hit on? Maybe at a truck stop? Maybe at a funeral? We get to those stories in a couple of seconds. Here comes the podcast. As a little girl, did you have this thought of a white wedding dress and your ultimate wedding and stuff like that? Did that go through your head as a little girl?
No, I don't think so. I wonder if that's common.
We just hear about it in movies all the time.
Yeah. I guess I never sat there and I didn't have like a vision board or anything like that. But I knew that this is something that you do to celebrate with family. I've always known that.
When we saw Angie's message that her parents are probably not going to her wedding, I was like, you got to come on the radio with us because I couldn't have imagined my big day without my parents there.
Yeah.
Like that would have been a heartbreaker, especially like I get it if they're passed or, you know, maybe they're living abroad and they couldn't make it because of whatever the deal was. So you want to break down what's going on here for everybody, Angie?
Hey, so I am currently engaged to someone. He's Islamic and my parents just dropped a bombshell that they can't support our marriage because they don't support his beliefs. You know, they thought it was really cute while we were dating, but and it's just an insult to even say it that way. But now that I'm serious and this is my person,
yeah,
you know, I'm kind of rocking a hard place.
So they're like straight up not coming to the wedding.
They're not coming if I choose to marry him.
So this happened to actually JJ's grandmother.
It would have been my grandmother wouldn't go to my parents' wedding because they got married in a Lutheran church.
Yeah.
This was a long time ago, so it's not like this is that foreign to me, but like this is your mom and dad. They're just not showing up, huh?
They're not showing up. So I'm kind of wondering, like, has there ever been a situation where it's okay to leave your family behind for something?
Jeez, as a mom, I just can't wrap my mind around not being okay with my child being in love. So this man has never hit you, stolen from you, done you wrong.
A good guy.
Never. I mean, we've never really even fought. He's just my person. He's my perfect match. I don't understand.
How does he feel about this when you shared it with him? What are his thoughts?
I mean, he's upset, but I mean, he's kind of on board with we're perfect for each other. And unfortunately, this may be something, you know, he doesn't really want to get involved too much because it's my family.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want to feel like he's pulling me away from my family or, you know, isolating me, which just goes to tell you how good of a man he is. But
I don't think they know what they're missing out on. It's not just the wedding. This is going to be you having babies. This is missing out on grandkids,
Christmases,
milestones,
and, you know, all sorts of stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, so the big question, I guess, is do you ever leave mom and dad behind because they're not thinking the same way you are? That's kind of what you're looking for here?
Yeah.
All right, so let's do this. I'll leave you on hold. I want to get thoughts on this. Have you ever just had to leave your family behind? Have you ever had to just separate from your family? I mean, they're your family. They're your blood.
Yeah, but sometimes we hurt our family more than we would ever think of hurting a stranger. And that is so sad. And that is what they're doing to her. Do you hear the hurt and confusion in her voice? She could barely get through that phone call.
I mean, love is love, right?
Love is love. And if this is your person and you're going to create a whole nother family with your children with this person, then I think that they're the ones that are missing out.
Your wedding day and mom and dad are just not going to show up. This was Angie on with us a couple of seconds ago.
I'm currently engaged to someone. He's Islamic, and my parents just dropped a bombshell that they can't support our marriage because they don't support his beliefs.
They're just not going to go to the wedding.
Wow. And these don't sound like radical, your daughter is going to be my wife's slave for the rest of her life type of beliefs. She is very happy. And the fact that her parents can't support her is so unfortunate.
Anybody been through this kind of thing? You had to kind of leave family behind? Tyrese, thoughts on this?
I was in a similar situation with my wedding. So my dad actually refused to walk me down the aisle.
Why?
Because he didn't have a say in my wedding. Like, he wanted some of like my other siblings to be a part of my wedding party. And I was like, no,
it's not
like,
his call.
It's already planned. Yeah, so he got kind of upset about it, and then he decided not to walk me down the aisle. So I actually was going to have my son walk me down the aisle, but my son was like 2 or 3 at the time. So he ran down the aisle, and then I kind of just walked myself down.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to do what you got to do, what's best for you and your happiness. And so if that means, you know, cutting them out or whatever for a while, maybe they'll come around. But
I can't imagine any of my kids getting married. And I mean, unless they were murderers and they were getting married in prison, not attending their wedding. I mean, as a parent, right. I just could not imagine on their most happy day to not want to be there and see them smile.
Yeah. And it goes back to like the parents' unconditional love. Some people do have conditions, you know,
pride that gets in the way a lot of these times. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like that was the way with your old man, is he was just like, this should be, and I'm assuming
my way or the highway type of guy, huh?
Do you think he felt like he had a right to say this stuff because he was paying for part of it?
No, because actually he wasn't even paying for any of it.
Jesus.
So like,
classic.
So 8 years ago, I've been married 8 years now and still haven't talked to him since.
No.
Every now and then my cousins will say like, you need to reach out to your dad. You guys need to repair things. And I'm just like, kind of like, no, not really. I'm good.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I could say that you're good and you could say that you're good, but man, there's going to be a come time that, you know, he's going to find those final stages in life and you're probably going to regret at least not trying, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Something to think
That's
about.
True.
Thanks for sharing with us. I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Take care. I got time for one more thought on this real quick. Charlotte, thanks for joining the show. What are you thinking?
Okay, so like my situation doesn't exactly like pertain to this one, but like the bigger question is have they ever like not supported you in the past with other decisions? Usually there's some sort of history of them like not being on your side with something. Have you felt very like not supported throughout your life by them? Was it always what they wanted and not what you wanted? That's like the bigger question to ask yourself at the end of the day, because, you know, say you take a leap of faith, marry him. It's amazing, the best thing ever. And I know there's maybe the thoughts of like, if I marry him, will one day we divorce and I don't have anyone? You know, these are going to be the bigger questions to ask yourself, like, are you going to be okay if you don't ever have them again, if that's the choice?
Yeah, but I don't want to plan the rest of my life out with a coulda, shoulda, woulda, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, exactly. And always, like, you know, if your heart's telling you this is the perfect thing, you know, sometimes, again, like a lot of the other people had said, is that, you know, sometimes good things can come back around. They learn where they need to change and fix themselves.
Thanks for sharing with us. I hope you have a great day. I don't know why lately this has been such a thing, but when we play Secret Sound and I answer the phone, I just usually go, hey, your caller one, your caller two, your three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And I always go, hey, you're number 10. And I think it's because we have so many new people calling because they want to win all this money. And sometimes the conversations are just a little weird. This is what happened when I said, hey, you're caller number 10 a second ago.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. You're number 10. What's your name?
You want my guess?
Well, I'd like your name first so we could be cordial about this.
Oh, sorry. I turned down my radio. my name is Melissa Scott.
All right, Melissa Scott. Let's go.
Big cash energy. Thanks to St. Cloud Toyota and 104.7 KCLD. Guess the secret sound and win.
All right, so
when
Melissa.
We're here.
She's having a conversation with someone else. Now, Melissa, what you need to do, and I think you did the right thing, is turn your radio off, because otherwise you'll just hear what we did like 15 seconds ago. So now that we're all on the same page, what are you doing right now other than blabbering to your radio and not hearing anything?
Well, I was frantically dialing you. We tried last night, both my husband and I, and we got through, but we weren't the right number.
So then
all of a sudden I pull out to drive to school and you guys said caller number 10 and I said, oh my gosh. So you're on the Bluetooth right now, which is why I thought I turned down the radio.
Now, are you two together right now?
So I pulled out of the driveway and he is walking the dog in the direction we were leaving. So he's actually standing right outside the truck right now with my daughter here.
Good.
So
here we go.
You're in the truck with your daughter.
We're super excited.
I feel like you are so distracted right now. You have to just hone in here, okay? Focus.
I know what it is.
Okay. So now is this your guess, your husband's guess, or have you come up with this together?
Okay, so my husband's guess, but then he had me listen last night, and I was like, yeah, that's totally it. So this is a family guess.
Okay. I love it.
My daughter listens religiously to this.
Okay.
So.
$4,400 for Melissa's happy little family. Here is the secret sound one more time, guys. Now, your husband's like leaning in the window right now to hear this conversation, walking the dog.
Oh my gosh, it's so creepy. Yes, yes he is.
Husband, what's your name? Let's give you some credit on this.
Coleman.
Coleman and Melissa believe that this secret sound gentleman is... what?
In the break room, the trash can wrote, like, lid opening and closing.
So you're in the break room.
Okay.
The trash can lid goes up and down, and Coleman and Melissa believe that is what this is, guys. Is your daughter in on this at all?
Yes, her name's Callie.
Okay.
Coleman, Callie, Melissa. And the dog's name?
Penny.
Okay, Penny, Coleman, Melissa, and Callie all believe that this is a trash can lid opening and closing.
So you're counting on every single break room, or is it just ours that would have a trash can like that?
Break rooms do, because they want to keep the stink of the food that you throw away.
And okay. We want it to be hands-free, right? So it's sanitary. So is this for Coleman, Callie, Melissa, and Penny, a $4,000 correct guess for the secret sound, guys?
Man.
Begin now.
Wow, you guys are active this morning. I appreciate everybody calling to try to play the secret sound before we started the show. We'll get to it in a second. Good morning. I'm JJ. Katz here as well. What's good? How was your day? Monday.
It was very productive. Did a lot. Went to work. Stopped and got some falafel balls on my way home.
Wait, what is it? Is it just the bread?
Falafel ball?
I don't know what a falafel ball
is. Falafel ball is like chickpea and fava beans, and then there are some spices and like fresh herbs.
And they're ball. How big are the balls?
Normal ball size, like a golf ball.
Like, could you cup two of them or three of them in your hand, do you think?
I got a 4-pack. So
big hands.
They come with four, and then there's a side of chopped cucumber and onion, and then they put like this cucumber tzatziki sauce on
Jesus,
top.
Jesus, that sounds amazing.
I'm telling you, it is so good, and they're only like 30 calories a ball, which I'm not used to. So
right. Where'd you get those?
Just right down the street, the Euro place.
Really?
Yeah.
Falafel balls.
Falafel balls. And then you could get like a falafel Euro if you want to. You could get all the fixins, the lettuce, the tomato.
I'm so uncultured. How do you spell falafel? Is it with a P or an F?
It's an F.
Okay, there's no silent.
F-A-L-A-F-E-L. So, very good. Tell them Kat sent you. Okay.
Well, and then always working, aren't you?
Went home, napped for about 45 minutes. One of those naps where your eyes were shut. Nothing was really happening. And then got Liam from school. He had a haircut. Then I dropped him off at basketball at St. John's. And I had to run to Home Depot because I was putting on those light switches or the outlet covers in my kitchen. And I think maybe I tightened it too.
Oh, you snapped
hard.
It.
Sparks everywhere.
Ooh.
And so that one of them had like black soot all over it. So I had to go get a new one. I want to give a shout out to anyone and everyone that works there because that staff is awesome.
They're always very helpful.
Very helpful. There's a guy in an electric wheelchair that...
Yeah, I know that guy.
Like, I must look like an idiot because he just followed me around and he was helping me find everything. I go, you shouldn't do this for me. I should learn how to read the aisle signs. But he's like, no, it's what I do. So he helped me find the filters.
You know what's the best is I'm no part of the Home Depot family, but I use their app. And if you look for something, you find it, it'll tell you exactly what aisle and what bin it's in.
Oh, wow.
So when you go in, you can beeline for it.
Yeah.
And then you don't look lost like you.
So he was helpful. The kid that was checking me out was helpful because I got a new... rolling tool chest for Derek. Okay. It was actually really cool. It was on sale and it wasn't ringing up right. So he jumped into action. And then before I even knew it, he had called two kids to load it into my car.
Jeez.
They came up. They were like, ma'am, just pull your car up. We got it covered. I was like, okay.
In a day where customer service is really lacking. That's cool to hear.
That's why I think when you have a really good customer service experience, you should hop online and do a review.
Did you?
I didn't. I'm doing a very big review right now on the radio and saying the Home Depot in Waite Park is doing it right.
Hey, by the way, guys, this is what you should do. Did you? No, of course I didn't.
It's like me with detours. You guys watch the detours on this bridge, and then I always drive to that bridge. So, yeah, it was a good day. Got a lot done.
I had my friend Jim get my lawnmower fixed, so I appreciate that. I know he's listening this morning, going above and beyond to do that, and I'm really grateful. I had two baseball games last night. And then, my cousin Jason has just moved to town, and we kind of grew up really close together because neither of us had brothers. And he came to Nolan's baseball game last night, and afterwards we're just kind of talking. He's like, "Oh, you got to be excited about your move." And I'm like, we are. I said, "But we bought like medium and small boxes for almost all the stuff we're packing up." I said, "But I need some big box." He goes, "Oh my God, I have a whole bunch of them in my garage."
Wow.
And I was like, "Let's go." So we're at that point right now where our house is, when you move, you know, I get it. Your home is your home, and that's where you have your family and everything like that. But I've always been really like, it's sticks to me. You know what I mean? Like, but when you have it decorated, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start pulling everything down, like my house feels like it's cold and empty right now. You know what I mean? And it's going to be that way for a while.
Somebody else is going to go in and put their personal touch on it. That's going to be weird.
Which is very odd because we spent 10 years getting it just the way we wanted it, right?
Yeah.
And about the last year, I finally felt super comfortable with everything in there. Even my wife going above and beyond and getting chickens and weird cow pictures and
that
stuff like that.
That emo cow really was the
I said,
the
this isn't
gras.
Going in the new house. She's like, it's going right in the living room. So everybody, I'm like, God bless America. I got this cow with this weird haircut, and it's just very...
It is. Everyone has it, though. It's from Target.
It's so nasty.
Saw it on the news, but I didn't grasp really what they were doing at the Mall of America yesterday to celebrate Earth Day. Did you hear what they did? They released
ladybugs, right?
144,000 ladybugs set free.
In the mall?
In the Mall of America, because they have 30,000 plants in the mall.
Oh, they'll all gravitate.
But like, nope. We think that they're only going to be on plants? Like, I don't want to be shopping.
They have to eat. They're not just going to, they're looking for food all the time. They'll find the
They're
plants.
Not going to be all over like, the floor
so. I don't
or
think
my
you're
clothes.
Gonna walk into the Gap and get accosted by a ladybug.
I really hope not. I think that that would...
They're,
obviously,
you know
they
harmless,
thought
right?
about it. Did you know they can bite?
They don't bite.
They do bite. I actually just read about it, that they have the ability to bite. They just don't.
You ever
but
been bit
do,
by... Anybody ever
yeah,
been
I
bit
have.
By a ladybug?
Yes, I have. It hurts. This Walmart shopper trying to get one over, but Walmart security, they're one step ahead of her. What she did was... put a tomato sticker on a TV, a massive large screen TV, and thought she could scan it and walk out.
Oh, I'll look at it for you. That's only $2.46.
Tomato.
Oh, tomato. I was looking for the TV.
No, this is not a tomato. This is stealing. You tried to steal a TV?
I didn't leave yet, though. I'm not done.
A for effort.
A for effort, yeah.
I'm not the most smartest, but if I do my monkey math... I see over $15,000 cash to win between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. if you join the live show on KCLD Wednesday morning. In the meantime, let's put a wrap on the podcast.
It was so funny. So the soda machine at this Flying J that we stopped at to get some
Flying
gas
J, yeah.
is right next to where like the truckers would go and get their towels and their shower shoes and clean up a little bit. I will never say that trucking is not for the weak. I mean, that is a lonely life. You are on the road constantly. Yes, you're getting
so
paid
bored.
For it. Yeah, it would be really boring. But also, companionship. Most of the time, you're by yourself. And so we were sitting there, and I was filling up my Diet Coke and waiting for Liam to get out of the bathroom. And there was a female trucker that was getting her towel and shower shoes. And then the male trucker was splurging and getting the shower kit.
Ooh.
So you got the loofah and the shower gel and all that stuff. And he said to her, he's like, dang, you got the tan shower shoes. I wanted those. You know, I'll swap you. But the way it was, the finesse in his voice that I was like, is this happening? Is that...
Did they go shower together?
Is that the dance that happens? You know, like that's the conversation between truckers that... might spark something.
If you know somebody else is living your lifestyle, why wouldn't you hit on them there?
Yeah, I mean, she could just be as lonely as him, but he took his moment and he was like, there is a female in front of me.
Shoot your shot, big fella.
Why not? You know, and he wasn't like slovenly or anything. He was a good looking man. And I don't know. I think she could have had some fun with him. But I was like, what a strange place to hit on somebody. But that's probably where they spend most of their time at gas stations.
Yeah, that's probably the only interaction. They
relax. They have lunches. They gas up. They sleep.
Get those little white pills.
What are those?
The ephedrine pills that they used to sell over the counter that you always see the truckers getting. You don't know about that?
That's so dangerous.
I think it blew up a bunch of people's hearts and they quit selling them. With that said, Dominique, where'd you get hit on that was a little bit odd?
I was with my mom at a holiday, and we walked in, and she was like, ooh, Dominique, look. And I guess there was a cashier that was walking right past us.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, I'm here to try to get some free chips. Mom, are you going to buy the chips or no? I want to be the big kid. It's not what I came in here for.
Was it more macking from him, or was it more of your mom trying to match make?
Both, because after she said, my daughter said you're handsome.
Nope. Blowing you up.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
When did I say this? And he's like, that's your daughter? No, that couldn't be your daughter. You look too young to have a
daughter. Oh,
he started hitting on your mom in front of you.
Good play, sir. Good play. And I bet she loved that.
She's just like, she's like, oh, I'm married, but she's single. You should give her your number. And he came to the car like, how old are you? What do you do?
Yeah.
And all this stuff. And I'm just like, this is
not what I saw.
Did you give up the digits?
I took his number down.
Oh.
Okay.
Like, did you text him? Jeez. And I did once. And I'm like, all right, that's enough.
What's her deal? Why is she pressing you so hard to get with this guy? Are you that lonely? Have you been that far removed from the dating game?
No, she just always does it. It's funny to her, and she just was like,
she's trying to embarrass you, right?
He looks good. Yeah, it's like, mom, this is not, I don't want to do this with you.
No love connection there.
What's the ideal man for Dominique? You know, we know a lot about you, but I don't know what your preference is.
You know, he has to be human.
Okay, got it.
Good start.
And
that's it?
Goals, man. Just,
yes.
I'm in school. I work. I have a son. Any ambition, so you got to be able to get up and go after it. So
absolutely, I have a woman in my life that I had that conversation with her yesterday. I said, you need to write down all this stuff and stick to it, because sometimes she goes back to the same dumpster.
Stop,
and I'm like,
taking love advice from people on the radio, you guys. Stop,
what do you
this.
Mean? This is like sound advice. Why would you keep going back to something that like disappoints you every single time?
Some people live that life.
Step outside your comfort zone. Get a good guy. They're out there. Get a good girl. They're out there.
No.
So.
She's trying to turn
get
you.
Both.
Yeah, get both. There you go,
all
Dominique.
Right, Dominique. Have a great morning. I appreciate you.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Okay,
real quick, I got time for Ariel to get on the show here real quick yet. And we're talking about the places that you maybe got hit on that were a little
strange.
Different. Yeah. Where was yours, Ariel?
No joke. I got hit on once at Planned Parenthood.
Ew.
By
this, oh, my God.
Yeah. This guy, I guess his girlfriend, was in an exam room. So we were in the waiting room, and he was, like, talking to me. He was like, I like your shoes, and, like, what city are you from?
Oh.
And it was just super weird. And then, like, when they left, he had the balls to look at me as he was leaving and smile.
Oh, my God. Now, mind you, I was not saying you for Planned Parenthood. I just knew exactly where you were going. I had some type of feeling like he was there with his girl, and they were going through something, but he had the cojones to sit there and flirt with you in the waiting room, huh?
Yeah. How gross.
These later baseball games kill a morning DJ. So as our varsity game started at 7 last night, I helped coach the C squad. And then I busted over to the other field, and we get the game in. talk to some family afterwards, get home, try and start winding down so that I can get 4 hours of sleep and get up here for the show. And last night I get home and I had cooked some chicken yesterday, so I had some leftovers. So I just threw some garlic salt on it, threw it in the microwave, and boom, I go and I go to bed and I sleep fine. And everything in my world is good this morning until I walked into the studio, and it's maybe about 5:40. And I could feel this, like there's something in my stomach that's just kind of doing a circle. And it's not like, I don't exactly know what it was, but we were cutting audio for one of our affiliates this morning. And as Kat was going, you could actually, we could both hear my stomach because the studio is so quiet.
Call the zoo. There's a, what is that?
My, that was my stomach.
Oh my God.
I had chicken when I came.
Oh, your face.
It scared me a second. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Oh my God. That was
The weirdest part was I instantly grabbed my butt. Like I was like going to try, in case something happened, like I was going to try and hold it in.
Keep the exit door
shut. I was like, oh my God, I clenched my butt cheeks so tight when that started happening. And then I thought, well, if I put my hand there, it'll automatically stop everything from coming out. And so I haven't had a chance to fully purge this yet. So if there isn't a moment in time during the show.
Or there's two songs in a row.
Right. Or there's just an immense amount of dead air. You know, it's because I had it's a medical emergency. Money. Days where it seems like we're just giving away money left and right. Let's do it again with Benjamin, who's caller number 10 this morning.
Benjamin, win those Benjamins.
What are you doing right now, man?
Darn right. I'm driving to work.
Oh, what do you do?
Farm stuff.
You got a good energy about you. You could use $2,000 for what?
Man, I don't know. I would probably blow it on something that I don't need to for me and my fiance for fun instead of paying bills.
I like this guy. When are you guys getting married?
Yeah. Next summer.
All right, brother. So I'm sure she would be probably the fiscally responsible person and want to spend it on the wedding. You're like, no,
I mean,
we need a new side-by-side. Let's get after it. Have you heard this game before? Do you know how to play?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so it works like this. You are going to choose to play with either Kat or myself, whoever, as you're listening to the show, you think that you sync up most with. And then what will happen is you'll be given five words, and you just have to give us the first word that comes to your mind when you hear those words. One of us, whoever you're going to play with, will be out of earshot, and then we'll come back into the studio, and if we match the same five words that you had said, then you win $2,000. So the real first important decision you need to make is, do you think you're going to match up thoughts with Kat or myself more?
You.
Okay, so Ben and I are going to play. I'm going to turn things over to Kat. I'm going to leave the studio. What she's going to do is give you five words. You just give us your first word that pops into your head when you hear those words, and hopefully I come back and match yours for $2,000, all right?
Okay.
Good luck.
Hey.
Thank you.
Gonna wait for him to walk out. He's walking up the steps. I'm getting your timer, waiting to see him. Hold on. All right. Now I see his body out there. I'm going to start the timer. I want you to give me the first word that comes to mind, okay? And I want you to win this money. Here we go.
Okay.
The first word is star.
Star?
Yeah.
Sky.
Okay. Long.
Short.
Pocket.
Ooh.
I got a pocket, got a pocket.
Jeans.
Got it.
Or pants, I don't know, yeah.
Boo.
Boo? Like a ghost?
Yeah.
A ghost.
And Cindy.
Cindy? Like a person or Wendy?
Cindy, as in a person.
Cindy. Oh, man, cinnamon.
No, Cindy is in a woman.
Oh, yeah. Grandma? I don't know.
Okay. You're going to go with grandma?
Yeah, that's a hard one. Girl, woman. I would say woman.
Woman. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you, he will not say woman. So do you want to think?
I think you're right.
5 seconds? Do you know a Cindy? Any Cindy out there?
No, I don't.
You don't know one Cindy, famous Cindy. People are yelling at their radio right now.
All right. I'm making it bad, huh?
I'm telling you, there's one Cindy out there that you'll probably say.
Okay. Do I have? I don't know famous people good. So
okay, that's okay.
I don't know.
We'll stick with woman then. Here we go. I'm gonna stop this.
Yeah, her birthday. Yeah, I don't know.
That's okay. All right, no more talkie-talkie because he's in the studio
you
here.
You know, my favorite part of this game for me personally is to stand in the hallway and first
and look at Kat's face.
Yes, right? And she was so animated and she had that look of like, my God, is this ever going to end? So I'm
that last word.
She told me not to talk, and I think I failed on the last one because I said something dumb.
That's all
but
right.
Whatever.
You're not doing a bunch of cocaine or anything today, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, not today. All right. So it's pretty simple. I'm going to be given the same exact words you were, and if we can match these up, we got yourself $2,000. After looking at Kat's face from outside the studio, I'm not going to give us a very high percentage of chance to win, but I'm going to try for you.
We're going to start with the first word being...
Okay, now, Ben, hey, I want to make sure that you don't blow this, so you just got to keep quiet for a second.
Long.
Got it.
He couldn't even do it.
Long.
I'm going to go short.
All right.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah. All right. That's one, Ben. That's one. Let's go.
Boo.
Scare.
See, that's what I would have said. He said ghost.
I thought ghost was two for me. That was my... Dang it, Ben. I'm sorry, man. Quick exit. Listen to this guy. I love this guy.
Okay. Pocket.
My first word was jeans.
Wow. He said jeans. Yeah. Okay. The next one is star. Star. Barb and Star. Go to Vista Del Mar.
I would have said... I know it's not right because the star is not ever a planet, but I thought planet.
It's a sky. He said sky. Okay.
And last one?
Last one. This is hilarious. Cindy.
He said, this guy.
Cindy, what do you think he said for the name Cindy?
Brady.
Oh.
Nope. What else do you think he would have said?
Cindy Lou Who?
What else? Give me another famous Cindy.
Oh, Cindy Crawford.
He could have done any of those. He said woman.
Wait, the first thing he said was girl. That's pretty close.
No, he didn't. Did he say girl?
No.
No. He said Cindy Brady. Darn.
Oh, man. Brady Bunch.
He said he didn't know one Cindy. Said he doesn't know famous people or nothing.
What's trending? What's trending?
Sadly, I watched this video. I was like, and? Like, I really didn't.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It didn't even affect me or my decision to ever go to McDonald's again. I'm like, it is what it is. But McDonald's, their Big Mac defying the test of time.
The lettuce, after a year, very much still green. And there's still some kind of moisture in it. It's not dried out. So this lettuce from this Big Mac... is a year and 3 weeks old and is still retaining its color. That is actually quite a serious deep green.
I'd be like, oh my God, so fresh still. You know, is there something that you shouldn't ingest, but you do, and you're just, you know, all the warning signs, but you're like, nah, I'm still going to go.
For me, it's been like, I've loved creatine since I started really working out hard. And it's one of the most researched supplements in the history of our human race.
Does it make you number two?
No, it took too much. No,
maybe.
Yeah, right. If you take too much, it'll go right through you like a goose poop, right? Yeah. But I've always thought, what if I get to be 80 and then the research comes back and they're like, you know, the creatine companies were fueling all this research and it's really just going to rot you out from the inside. Mm-hmm. I've always thought about that, but I'm afraid of losing any muscle whatsoever, so I'm pounding it.
I'm a sucker for the gas station doubled eggs, you know? Like, I don't know what it is. I'm sure that there have been plenty
of studies. Say that out loud one more time. It might help you stop.
I'm a sucker for the doubled eggs at the gas station. There are things that you just, sometimes they're just so good and you're like, well, I just don't care. And I've never had a Big Mac in my life.
Ever?
But I look at, no, I've never had one in my life. But I look at it and I'm like, that still looks tasty.
I think what you got to understand also is that your body is just going to pass what it's not going to be able to break down into nutrition. So that whole like, hey, it's still good after a year. Whatever, your body's going to use the nutrients it can get out of it, and then you're just going to poop.
Yeah, the Big Mac from McDonald's, defying the test of time, is what's trending.